Hello again, 欢迎来到 Happy Hour, 英文小酒馆。关注公众号露露的英文小酒馆，加入我们的酒馆社群，邂逅更精彩、更广阔的世界。
Hello everyone, and welcome to America Under the Microscope Advanced Episode. Hi Lulu.
Hi James. So let's continue with the talk about election.
Oh no.
First of all,Obviously, it's something that everyone in America is talking about.
Yeah, you can't avoid it because
it's on
everything. So right now, since we're in the last month before the election, campaigning has gone into overdrive. But honestly, they've been campaigning for months now, probably since the beginning of the year.
You know, since it is one of the most important things, basically, in the political life in America, when do people learn about these things? Because, I mean, it sounds really complex. Do kids...learn these kind of things, the basic knowledge in school?
Yeah, so election and government is part of social studies and history classes in schools. So starting in elementary school, we do start learning about how this works. But kids also learn about it just through TV because there is so many attack ads. So it's not uncommon for little kids to ask their parents like, who's Trump? Or who's Biden?
Yeah, actually, I watched a YouTube video of some kids getting interviewed. They just pulled some random kids, like really young kids, on the street and saying that, what's your impression of the candidates? They actually can impersonate these candidates.
Yeah, they're on TV so much, it's really easy to see. They're in the news, they have commercials, they're posters, they're in the radio. They're just, it's pervasive. It is everywhere.
Let's say a candidate decides to run for president.First of all, he will form a team.
So, right, there'll be a campaign team that will help him strategize and how they should advertise, how they should get their message across. And so this is done with, most commonly now, is TV ads, whether it's through internet TV services like YouTube or if it's just on regular broadcast TV.
Forgive me for saying this, but it almost sounds like they're trying to debut some sort of rock band. It's like, yeah, to package them and to put them on TV.
That's not actually that far from the truth. So they have these ads, and there are two kinds. There's just ads about the candidate, you know, what they'll do. And then we also have attack ads, which are directly attacking their opponents. So it's like, this person did this, this person did this. If you vote for this person, bad things will happen type ads.
And that is totally okay, right?
It's totally okay as long as you're not lying.
Okay.
You can't lie, but you can omit or you can twist the truth. As long as it's not a lie and you can always imply things because they can just like, I didn't say that.
So basically the gray area.
Yeah.
And all these different types of media, for example, TV stations, they also have obviously their own preferences.
Well, yeah, they do, but officially they're not supposed to.
They're not supposed to, but maybe they will still
edge out.
And what else? Apart from showing ads, they also have to be at
events. There'll be rallies and events, but one of the big things is because running for president is really expensive.
It does sound like it's very expensive if you have to have TV ads running all the time.
It's not just that. You need transportation costs, you need to pay for your staff. The whole election budget thing is public information. They have to record everything, say where they spend it.And it's monitored. So they have to do a lot of fundraisers.
I'm sure someone thought of it before, but has anyone thought that this is like a huge waste of money?
Yeah, most Americans think that actually.
Especially if there are other things that really require money. And then, you know, with all these TV ads.
They're not getting money from taxes. So you as a private citizen can donate to them. That's perfectly fine.
Okay.
There are ways that businesses can donate to candidates as well. So they get it through donations, and that is monitored and watched.
Sometimes I've seen this in TV shows or movies. You said private citizens. Like, even if you're not attached to any parties, organizations, you can say, I really like candidate A, and I want to hold a private fundraiser to raise money so I can donate to his campaign team.
Right.
And I can basically just call everyone I know and say, all right, I'm going to...
Yeah, we're going to have... I'm going to have a steak dinner. In order to eat this steak dinner, you need to pay $1,000 per plate. Money will go to the candidate's re-election or candidate's election campaign. Yeah, that happens. So you'll see, like, business people hold these fundraiser campaigns, or you'll see celebrities hold these fundraiser dinners and stuff in order to make money raise money for the candidates. But everything needs to be above board and reported to the election commission to make sure that it's not
a bribery.
Bribe.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And then they also have debates. They just had
had a debate this year. And I'm sure a lot of people have watched it. There are supposed to be three more debates, although this year of 2020, there may or may not be more debates because of the situation around the world.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know. But usually there are four debates, three presidential, one vice president.
On different issues or?
They change. Usually it'll be whatever the main issues are. Okay, ones that always come up, economics. Always show up because there's always economic issues of some sort.
And it's something that everyone cares about.
Yeah. Other ones that are common are like healthcare, government funding, or things like that. Those are pretty common issues. They show up a lot.
Mm.
And there's also like current issues.
Yeah. And you mentioned rallies. So this would be the candidate goes around to meet with supporters?
Yeah, they'll go meet with supporters. They'll go and give speeches. If you know, the current president of the United States, Donald Trump, is a big fan of these rallies.
Mm-hmm.
He likes to go out there. He gives speeches. He kind of likes the rock star atmosphere of it.
Yeah.
But other candidates do rallies as well.
Mm.
If it wasn't for the current situation we're in this year, there would be much more rallies.
Yeah. Is it like a rule or is it just like a basic thing that people do, these candidates do? Do they need like a really powerful soundbite, like a slogan?
It helps because a lot of Americans, I think, don't really have an attention span to really go into the nitty gritty of the actual things they're talking about. So everything does get kind of boiled down to sound bites.
And they do get on these TV ads as well, over and over and over
again. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Mm. And something I've noticed is that people are quite open about sometimes about who they support. They would have all these paraphernalias.
Oh yeah, so
I support
it is especially right now. It's not uncommon to go around people's front yards. We'll have posters for whichever person they're supporting. They'll wear clothing, stickers, buttons, hats, all in support of the candidate they're going to vote for. Now, not all Americans do this. Most actually, a good number of them don't, but there is a sizable portion that will openly advertise.
But would that get you into potential trouble or like arguments? For example, if this neighborhood generally leans towards one candidate, but you want to vote for the other candidate and you're very, very open about it?
Absolutely. There have been cases of people stealing these signs out of people's yards, vandalizing their homes because they're against another party. Now, this is a crime. They get reported to police, and stealing someone's advertising sign for their party or candidate is theft.
Yeah, of course.
And you will go to jail.
When I teach students, we always talk about, you know, small talk topics or taboo topics, and political views always is considered one of those taboo topics.
Very much so.
Yeah. So it is not okay, even though people are really open about it, but it's not okay, even during these times, to go to an American and just say, like, who are you going to vote for?
No, you would not do that. Don't do that.
Mm.
Because, yeah, who we vote for is our own personal opinion. If an American openly states, yeah, sure, you can talk about it, but we would not directly ask someone.
If you don't know. But if they have the sticker, like, I vote for who and who, then...
Yeah, then it's just like, oh, you're voting for so-and-so. It's like, why are you voting for so-and-so? Yeah, that's fine because you're openly advertising it on your chest.
Mm. But it is a topic that people do talk about.
Constantly. I talk to my parents about it now.
I mean, that's your family.
Yeah.
But what about you and your friends back home? This is
We do. But mostly... between me and my friends, we mostly talk about the ridiculousness of everything. It's like, why is it? It's like a circus. Did we, you know, me and my friends mostly wish there was a simpler, actually kind of more boring election and campaign process because it's, I personally think it's too showy, way too much money. I wish there was a better way.
Probably more efficient.
That would be better.
Way of doing it. But say if you meet up with someone you don't really know that well, but this is an American. Would you guys talk about the election? If so, how would you go about it? You shouldn't really ask each other, who do you vote for? Because that is personal. But how will the conversation go?
It probably wouldn't.
So you simply wouldn't
mention it? We just wouldn't talk about it. No.
Okay.
especially if it's someone I don't know, because again, it can lead to argument and confrontation. We would just talk about other topics that are fine. So yeah, we avoid it.
And now let's look at some of the problems with this whole election or election day. First of all, it seems like definitely not everyone votes.
You don't have to vote. I mean, there's no law that requires you to vote. You have the right to vote, but not the obligation to vote.
And people are not voting because they're not interested or...
Okay, so reason why people don't vote, there's, yes, apathy is one. They just...
Don't care.
Don't care. It's like, I don't care. That's all the same. I'm not going to vote. And that's not true. It does matter. Secondly, another reason is because the election day isn't a holiday. So some people who really need to work and make money, they can't take the time off from work to go vote. Even though legally a company must give you time off, they can't say no because it's a civic duty. But they don't have to pay you for it. And some people need the money.
But I thought you have a long period where you can vote. It's not just like on that specific day.
If you remember in the basic episodes, it just says it depends from state to state. Oh, that's so going to come up again.
So some states would actually only give you a very short period of time to vote, like on that day?
Yeah, some states you only vote on that day.
Doesn't make any sense if you don't have enough human resources to really
manage. Well, you have to realize that doing it this way, it does, depending on the political party, controlling who can vote can greatly affect who wins.
Oh, wow. Well, smart. So that's like a tactic.
It is a tactic.
I see.
And it's a dirty tactic, but it is a tactic that is used. That's why in some states, they make it harder to vote. Some states make it easier to vote.
Sounds like this mail-in votes is a bit problematic. It's like there are a lot of restrictions at what is counted as a valid mail-in vote.
This hasn't actually been an issue before. They're just making it seem to be an issue now, and personally. So, right. The mail-in ballots, the problem is right now is mostly there's going to be way more than normal due to the outbreak.
Yep.
So there'll be a larger volume, which will take more work to get through. That's going to take a lot of man hours, which is going to be troublesome. Yes, there are times that if the signature doesn't match what's on file, the vote will not be counted. If there's a mistake on the ballot, the vote will not be counted. If there's in some places, you need a witness signature on your ballot. So you need two signatures. So if it's missing something, it won't be counted. So in the past, this is usually a very small number. Although this year, due to the larger volume, this might turn into an issue.
You mentioned counting. This is a question I would like to ask. Who counts those votes? It's counted manually, but by machine.
They will do a manual if the vote is really close. So like if it's within a few, I don't remember the number, but if it's a really small margin, they will recount by hand. You've all probably taken those multiple choice test sheet papers. They just feed it through a machine. Yeah, it's the same kind of thing. So they just feed it through a machine and it scans it.
Yeah, but if I remember correctly, if I sort of dot the choice in the exact right way, it will reject
the signature. It will reject it. Yeah, that does happen. So people don't fill out the ballot properly. So in this case, yes, people need to make sure that they actually fill out the ballot correctly.
And those votes won't be counted. They'll just...
If the machine can't read them, no, they usually will get counted because if the machine will reject them, then there will be someone who will check to see.
I see.
Okay, but again, if there's too many, there are limited people, there's too many ballots.
Okay.
And this year is just extra bad because of the outbreak, which makes everything harder.
The staff members, they're civil servants.
They're volunteers.
Oh, wow. And do you get paid doing all this?
Some people are paid, some people are not. Well, if you're getting paid, you're not a volunteer.
Because I'm thinking you need massive amount of human resources.
You do.
To man every polling station, to do all of these countings.
But a lot of poll workers are volunteers. So polling stations are a nonpartisan. There can be no political advertisement anywhere near a polling station. No matter who you are, you vote at this place.
And the volunteers are definitely not allowed to influence.
No, that will be bad. At a polling station, they help you register. They will help you with the ballot if you need assistance. Like
if you're not sure what to do.
If you don't know how to do it, or if you're disabled. Like if you're a disabled person, like you're paralyzed, you can't move, they will help you vote. Because you still can vote. But obviously, if you can't use your hand, you need somebody to help you with that, and they will help you.
Okay, so I think we're going to wrap up today's episode. And thank you so much for coming to the studio and then telling us all about the whole voting, the election system.
Yeah, it's nice to be back. This was fun.
All right. Hopefully we'll do more episodes about other aspects of life in America.
Yeah, hopefully one's far less complicated.
Exactly. Thank you very much, James. See you next time.
Bye-bye, everyone.
关注公众号露露的英文小酒馆，加入我们的酒馆社群，邂逅更精彩、更广阔的世界。